Good morning, Andrew.
Well, Pat, what are the reports we're getting on Happy Clapper? Are you happy with the progression he's made since the Memsy?
Yeah, more than happy. Ainsley, our track work rider who rides him, lives with him, everything, she was excited with his work this morning. John Sadler plucked him and everything for me. So, yeah, no, we're really, really happy.
I guess you're just getting to probably a more suitable track, a big Flemington track for Happy Clapper.
Yeah, well, he's shown that, Andrew, last year when he ran second in the Emirates. He actually got travelling and got in the stride, where the other two tracks, the Valley and Caulfield, he's never comfortable on them. So we've been there and done it at Flemington, so we're looking forward to getting on that track again.
There's been much discussion about you know, the Caulfield run. Kemantari was probably in a similar position to you, and you worked home steadily, but just nothing went right there.
No, it'll be a different story on Saturday. What's your weather there for this week?
Yeah, actually, while I know Sydney's going to be fine and sunny, I'll get a report from Melbourne and update it for you. Pat, here we go. Melbourne, flick of the buttons here. Well, it's warm today, 24 in Melbourne today, but then it cools to a low of 14 degrees, 15 degrees on Saturday with 80% chance of rain.
Okay.
So it certainly goes from one extreme to the other in Melbourne. But, gee, the only way Flemington gets impacted these days, Pat, is if it rains during a race meeting.
Yeah, but you are saying it is happening on Saturday, eh?
Yeah, it says 80% chance.
Oh, well, we can't change that. But, no, look, we're really happy where he is now. It's anyway, a bit of rain might soften it a bit for the horses, but he's where we might him right at this time.
Good stuff. Now, the weights came out yesterday for the Tab Epsom. You got 59.5. Were you thinking around that mark?
Yeah, well, I think I said to you the other day that I sort of bought around, well, not going to complain, but I was told that we'd be looking around 60 mark, so 50, it's half a kilo less, so that's even better than what we thought.
Are you thinking that you... Well, I mean, give us your thoughts on the Epsom. Is it in your mind to bring the horse back to Sydney?
He'll be coming back on Sunday. And if he doesn't, you know, we can't forget we got the Hill Stakes 2000 on Epsom Day. And then we got the Craven Plate the fortnight after. So he loves Randwick. He loves the big track. There's no races in Melbourne except the Caulfield before the Kennedy Mile and the Emirates. So he'll be coming home definitely on Sunday.
Okay. If he runs well on Saturday, then we could expect the runs in the Epsom?
Yeah.
Yep.
And okay. I'm expecting him to run good on Saturday.
No, we're looking forward to seeing him on that big spacious track. And Mark Zara is another one, I guess, that he's had the ride now on the horse.
Yeah, well, that's important, especially with Clapper. I think Mark, I think he might have learned a couple of things on the other day about Clapper, different things. So, yep. And I might have pointed a couple of things out to him about the horse too. But I think that, you know, he just wasn't 100% the other day in a lot of ways. He was all right soundness and whatever, but he travelled down. But no, he's settling good. Sadler was happy with him this morning, and Ainsley, who like I said, she looks after him. Everyone's excited with him this morning.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we'll wait and see for the barriers and everything tomorrow. Pat, thanks for your time. Good luck with Happy Clapper.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.